Goya, the Naked Magi. This is perhaps Goya's most popular painting. It was a commission from Charles IV's prime minister and favourite, Godoy. We know that the picture was cleverly hung in his private chambers, behind the clothed Magi, with a clever mechanism that made appear and disappear at the owner's wish. It was placed near to Velázquez's Venus with a Mirror and other nudes painted by Titian. She has always been hung alongside her partner, the clothed Magi, which was painted a few years later, using looser brushstrokes than the more painstaking ones you can see here in the Naked Magi. Goya painted this nude front on, showing her perfect female anatomy. The direct gaze and a slight challenging smile on her lips reveal his feminine ideal. Goya did not paint her as a goddess, as Titian or Velázquez would do, but instead as a real flesh and blood woman. The sitter's identity is unknown. According to legend, it was the Duchess of Alba, who was a contemporary and friend of the artist. She has also been identified as Pepita Tudo, Godoy's mistress at the time the picture was painted, and whom he married years later. Both theories would appear to be unfounded.